USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will address the United Nations General Assembly later this morning. Yesterday, he toured the area where he claims Russians committed war crimes against his people.
The time will come when every Russian will learn the whole truth about who their fellow citizens killed, who gave the orders, who turned the blind eye. We will establish all of this and make it known globally.
President Biden wants war crime charges against President Putin. So how does that work? Spokesperson Jen Psaki at the White House lectern.
There is precedent in the past of how this process can work. We're not going to prejudge what the process would work or what steps would be taken through an international legal process.
As crime in American cities continues, less than two blocks from California's capital in Sacramento, six people were gunned down over the weekend. 26-year-old Dondre Martin was arrested Monday and charged with assault and firearms possession. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A small plane has crashed in New Jersey.
A small plane was a few hundred yards from the airport when it crashed in a New Jersey neighborhood Monday afternoon. The single-engine Mooney flew out of Piedmont Triad International Airport en route to Central Jersey Airport in Manville, south of New York, when the aircraft went down, taking some power lines with it, before resting on the front lawns of two homes. The pilot missed all of the houses and was able to walk away from the crash. However, he was taken to the hospital with facial injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
SpaceX's second private astronaut launch to the International Space Station has been delayed again for a couple of days, moving from April 6th to April 8th for unknown reasons. The mission has had a lot of delays compared to other missions to the ISS. Congratulations to head coach Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks for defeating the North Carolina Tar Heels 72-69 to win the 2022 NCAA March Madness Tournament. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
Eight diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The Biden administration ending the enforcement of Title 42 will allow the administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Young Kim from California, the Republican, she told Newsmax that the Biden administration has no plan, but she does.
Actually, this is going to, we just introduced it last week, and in talking to my colleagues, there is a good consensus there. It looks like we're gaining some traction here, and I hope that this bill will bring up for a markup and get it passed through the committee hearings and bring it to the floor and vote immediately. As we know, the Biden administration has chosen to downplay the problem at our southern border and misleading the public about gravity of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs pouring in through our southern border. You know, I've been down to the border three times already since I've been in office in a short period of time, and I saw the situation getting worse, not getting better.
The canceling of Will Smith has begun. The Sun newspaper is reporting streaming platforms like Netflix and Apple Plus TV were interested in acquiring the rights to a Will Smith biopic based on his best-selling autobiography. But the slap that was heard around the world at the Oscars ceremony last month, both companies reportedly quietly removed their bids to work on the project. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.